Proclamation number 8922 of 31st of January, 1965. Announcing the end again. Natural history. I will always address you because without my supply of power you could not exist in the time of the end, because this is so close to you that you would be frightened when you would know the day and the hour. But this must remain hidden to you to not make you unable to live. But I again and again point out to you that you still make good use of the time for your soul, that you do not live along without all knowledge. You certainly also only have to believe it, and worldly man will not be able to muster this faith, but also there to experience it and also be pointed to a sudden recall through disasters taking place more and more often. Because it remains the same for every man whether he already loses his life before or still experiences the hour of the end. His life is ended, and as his soul is constituted, so is also his lot in eternity. Only that the person who already loses his life beforehand is spared the faith struggle, which still makes great demands on people's steadfastness if they are to confess me before the world. And the possibility still remains for them to come to recognition in the spiritual kingdom, to let themselves be taught by willing redeeming powers in the hereafter and then not to sink into deepest darkness. But this fate has to be expected by those who walk along completely without faith, who do not think of a power to which they owe earth life, and who therefore completely surrender to the earthly world, therefore are members of my adversary and will be bound with him on the day of judgment. And there will be very many of them, because the world, i.e., the people who inhabit this earth, will become ever more degenerate. And the greatest evil is that self-love is so predominant that they no longer respect their neighbor, that their hearts are hardened, that everyone wants to rule and declare war on his fellow human being, that therefore my adversary is very clearly recognizable by their nature. That is why also the end has come, where I have to restore the whole earth to a right station of education for the spiritual, which again has to start the walk over earth to once again reach the stage as man. Because eternal times this process will still last, and again the opponent will be able to enfold his power when men will again be afflicted with matter, but what now will not be the case for a long time. Because men of the new earth are so devoted to me in love that I mean everything for them, and so also my opponent will have no power over these men. That you now stand in this time, you do not want to believe, and that is why I will once again sound my voice, which you all will have to hear. I will give you a visible sign of my power, which you doubt, who do not want to acknowledge me as your God and Creator. And this sign will not be long in coming, but it will be so powerful that you would have to recognize me by it. I announce it to all of you that you will get into completely changed living conditions overnight, where only the One can help you when you call upon Him for help in your trouble. And this event precedes the last judgment, but it also already means the end for many men, who will be victims of the natural disaster. As I have already announced it often. But their fate is not yet the worst, for the kingdom on the other side is still open to them, where they are offered the opportunity to make up for what they have neglected, so that they need not share the fate of those who will be banished into matter at the end. This event is still the last appeal to the unbelievers, that they still think of the power which stands above them, which gave them life and which also now can help them when they call on me. But this intervention is irrevocably followed by the end, which will not be long in coming. And then no more mercy is to be expected because I have to leave the spiritual that is completely opposed to me to my opponent who has a right to it. He will indeed not be able to keep it because I bind it again into matter for its own sake. I withdraw it from his power and make him himself incapable of all influence so that he is therefore bound for a long time. Whether you believe this or not. No long time passes anymore, and you will experience it. And therefore make sure that you belong to my own, whom I will protect from his influence, who will endure until the end. Until I come to take them. Amen.